Hey, everyone. Welcome back to the most interactive wrestling show on the interweb. Welcome back to Wrestling with Umar. I am your host, Umar Q. We're going to dive into all the news, rumors, and whatever the hell else you guys want to talk about. This is a fan-run show. So you have a question, comment, concern, put it in the chat for all the live homies. And if you want to guarantee your question is read out on the air and given ample time in its answer, be sure to leave a super chat. Super chats are a great way to engage and, of course, support the show. Busy, busy, busy time in professional wrestling. Not only do we have a pay-per-view in full gear that is less than a week away, not only are we going to have AEW Collision and Friday Night SmackDown going head-to-head for the first time in history. But on top of that, we also have a pay-per-view in Chicago, Illinois, less than two weeks now, where we could see maybe the return of CM Punk. I say maybe because, according to all reports, WWE has no plans for it, but of course, it's professional wrestling, and we always talk about rumor and speculation on this show. So, you got something you want to talk about, put it in the chat. I can see Jason's already here. Welcome, Jason, saying, oh, this is unfortunate. Hurting guys, a lot of my friends died in a bike crash. I am very sorry to hear that, Jason. That is horrific. Everyone send love to Jason. My love goes to you, your friends, their families. That is absolutely like just gutting doesn't even begin to describe that. I'm really sorry that happened, man. I'm really sorry. That is terrible. And if, you know, watching this show or listening or whatever you're doing, you know, helps as a distraction, I'm happy to provide that. But also just I really hope you're doing well. And again, I'm really sorry. That's terrible. Like no one should have to lose friends like that. But if you have a question, of course, put it in the chat. Let's try to uplift your spirits a little bit today. I know it's not going to be complete. I know it's not going to be everything, but you know, hopefully for a little bit, you can think about pro wrestling and focus on a little bit of positivity in the world. But a lot of big news, as I mentioned before, CM Punk, of course, it has been in the news ad nauseum over the last 2 years. Of course, from Brawl Out to now, like this has been the era of Punk. For better or worse, CM Punk has dominated the headlines in professional wrestling. He has dominated interest from fans. This is someone who, after being gone for 7 years, you never really thought that he would come back. And if he did, you didn't think it would be full-time. But not only did he come back full-time, he actually left, came back again, and now, of course, was fired by AEW, which kind of opened the door, potentially, for a return to WWE. I've spoken before about how I believe that if you're WWE, you are at least having the conversation about bringing CM Punk in. Whether or not you actually do, you are having that conversation because he's too big of a star, and he hasn't done something in the eyes of many people that steps over, you know, no-go lines or red lines, whatever you want to say. You know, he's never put his hands on someone. Well, okay, never mind. He has done that. But you know what I'm saying. He's not as toxic, in my opinion, than someone like Ric Flair would be, than someone like, you know, Marty Scurll would be. Definitely not anywhere close to that level of toxicity, right? So given that, I mean, you're going to have the conversation because if you're talking about, you know, just fighting people backstage, that's something you can, realistically, if you're WWE, you could find ways to manage. But at the end of the day, you also have to think about Roman Reigns is your biggest star. And Roman Reigns is someone who has expressed not only disdain for CM Punk, but just indifference at many times. And if you bring in CM Punk and you risk alienating the biggest star in your company by far in Roman Reigns, your WWE undisputed Universal Heavyweight Champion, you don't do that because you want Roman Reigns to be happy. You want to make sure that Roman Reigns is around for the long haul. You want to make sure that Roman Reigns is around for the next 5 years because that is your guy. That's the guy you have put everything on. And, you know, it's not worth alienating Roman Reigns. It's definitely not worth alienating Seth Rollins, who you could say over the past 10 years nearly has been Mr. WWE. He has done everything there is to do in that company, worked his ass off day in, day out. There's no one who has flown the WWE banner as proudly and arguably as greatly and as good as Seth Rollins has done since John Cena. And I'm not saying he's a bigger star than Roman Reigns. That is not what I am saying. But I think that Seth Rollins, as a representative of the company, as someone who claims to love WWE as much as he does, and with the loyalty that he has to his brand in WWE, I think that there hasn't been anyone since John Cena who has been able to do that. You know, the only other closest thing you can say is The Miz, but The Miz isn't even at the level of Seth Rollins as far as work rate, as far as what he can do in the ring, as far as promos. Like, I love The Miz, and you know, when my hand goes on you, all that crap, like, great, whatever. But at the same time, man, come on. Like, it's no question. Like, Seth Rollins is a much better promo than The Miz. Guys, if you're just joining us, for all the live homies, be sure to hit that like button, subscribe, hit that notification bell so you get notified whenever a new video is released. For all of the podcast homies, the audio homies listening on Spotify, Apple Podcasts, wherever the hell you're listening to this today, be sure to leave a 5-star review, share it with your friends, and let them know to go over to youtube.com/RealTakeWrestling. Now, let's talk about CM Punk potentially going over to WWE. It's been reported, of course, Sean Ross Sapp, who has been at the forefront of basically every major story in professional wrestling over the past number of years, has said that when he asked WWE, again, Sean Ross Sapp, FightfulSelect.com, when he asked WWE about CM Punk, he was told that there are no plans to bring Punk in. And he was told basically like to tell, like to report it out from WWE. And one thing that, you know, people have been critical about in Sean's reporting has been that, you know, like, oh my God, of course WWE is going to tell you, going to lie to the media and blah, 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 and tell them. Like, and while, you know, normally I'd be like, yeah, I also think that, you know, when it comes to something like this, like fan expectations specifically, when it comes to fan expectations and kind of making sure that those are as toned down as they can be, I definitely think that WWE would not, you know, tell this to like the biggest and most major wrestling journalist out there as a way to like swerve people. Like, because if CM Punk's going to be there, you're not going to say explicitly, oh, Punk's not going to be there. You're going to do what you did with Cody. And you're going to, like, let people kind of decide for themselves. Is he going to show up? Isn't he? Now, of course, could things change between now and then? Like, there's 2 weeks. A lot can happen in 2 weeks. But as of right now, it does not look like CM Punk is going to be at Survivor Series. And it just, of course, there's other factors to be considered as well. We don't know still to this day. We do not know whether or not CM Punk had a no-compete or a non-compete clause in his contract. To this day, we still have no indication one way or another on that. So if he does, and he was fired, like when? Early September? Add 3 months to that? Like, he should still be waiting. He should still be waiting until December if it is, in fact, a 90-day non-compete. Of course, I don't know, and I'm not going to pretend to know, but one thing I can say is that if he was going to be there, I don't think that WWE would be going out of their way to say he's not. And that's not saying, you know, that like they're not going to throw hints. Like Grayson Waller, Seth Rollins, Corey Graves have all kind of thrown hints out there that CM Punk could potentially come back, as far as like, you know, hinting towards things Punk did in his promos. Corey Graves had a few lines this week back on Friday Night SmackDown Grayson Waller, you know, he said something to the effect of, what did he say exactly? I don't want to get this wrong. He put the pipe bomb lines, like, even on commentary, nobody can touch me. This is when he was doing commentary. And, like, he posted that on Instagram. CM Punk hit him with a kissy face emoji in his comments, which got everyone riled up and losing their minds. Of course, you had Britt Baker this week. This was an interesting note. So Britt Baker this week was talking about CM Punk. This was on Maggie and Perloff. Baker discussed Punk's time in AEW and said the following, quote, CM Punk coming back to pro wrestling. Sorry, let me start that over. CM Punk coming back to wrestling was one of the most historic things in all Elite Wrestling history and always will be. You can't take that out of the wrestling books. I'm thankful we got to work with CM Punk. I learned some stuff from him. He was always really helpful and willing to work with younger talent. It didn't work out. It wasn't a fit, but it always is going to be a part of AEW's story. It's just that chapter. Doing a real bad job of reading this. It's just that a chapter is closed now. Everyone wishes him well. We hope and think he wishes AEW well too. Just didn't work out. At the end of the day, how cool was it that CM Punk was in wrestling again for AEW and he got to wrestle in Chicago again? That is an interesting point to make, right? Because you could argue that CM Punk's biggest moment in AEW ever, it wasn't when he won the belt in Chicago, or sorry, in Las Vegas against Hangman Page. CM Punk's biggest moment in AEW was when he returned. When he returned in Chicago to that thunderous ovation, one of the most spectacular things that I've ever witnessed, it really changed the momentum of AEW. Because AEW, you could argue, was the best in-ring product, was putting on the best professional wrestling shows out there. But were they seen as anything but a secondary company? No. I think when CM Punk got there, and obviously, like this is, they had been doing well with the Wednesday Night Wars, but when CM Punk got there, it really cemented AEW as a challenger brand, as a legitimate competitor. Because on a Friday night, like, say what you want, it was one time only and they were only able to pop this one. On a Friday night, AEW was able to convince people at 10 p.m. on a Friday night in the summer, they were able to convince over 1 million people to tune in just for CM Punk. There are going to be people who try to minimize that. There are going to be people who try to say that it's not that big of an accomplishment, that SmackDown does numbers like that all the time. And you're right. But for a company that at that point was less than 2 years old, it speaks to the impact that not only AEW has made, but it speaks to CM Punk as a draw. And then I've been very critical of Punk in the past. I've said a lot of things that I still believe to be true. I think that, to an extent, you know, a lot of his problems in AEW were of his own doing. At the same time, we can all acknowledge that he is still, like, one of the best wrestlers of all time. Arguably, I think he's the best promo of all time. Like, there are people who are in his, there are people who are in the upper echelon of promos and who are in that class. But I think CM Punk's the best to ever do it. And that's going to piss people off. It's okay, because we can all perceive wrestling in a different way. Like, that's the beauty of any art. It's the beauty of any show. It's the beauty of any performance-based situation. You, as a fan, as an observer, as a someone who is viewing that product, can either like it or not. And if you don't, you can find something that you do like. Like, Game of Thrones is a great example of this, right? Because in Game of Thrones, I actually liken, like, a lot of, like, Game of Thrones, the first, like, 4 or 5 seasons to pro wrestling, because it was kind of like five, six separate stories that were all going to connect at one point, right? But you had people who loved the stuff that was going on in King's Landing and who really only like watched the show for the King's Landing stuff. And then you did have people who were like massive Dany fans who loved Daenerys, who wanted to see what was going on in Essos, who wished that more of the show focused on Essos. And then you probably had like two people who were fans of Bran, you know, like, and then you have the Wall, of course, like a lot of that. And I think people like people don't realize it. It's very similar to the way like that one kind of views pro wrestling, right? Because it's spectacle. That's what Game of Thrones was. It's like story and spectacle at the same time. But you had multiple kind of stories that could live on their own. But at the end of the day, of course, in Game of Thrones' last few seasons, they all came together and converged. And that was the beauty of it. And in many ways, that can happen in pro wrestling. That's why like things like the Royal Rumble, things like Elimination Chamber, things like Blood and Guts, things like War Games, whatever, they're massive moments because you see these stories converging and it brings together, you know, fans of this wrestler, fans of that wrestler, fans of Daenerys, fans of Jon Snow, all together to witness these people going through whatever they're about to go through together. And that's a really cool thing for me. I think that CM Punk coming back, right, was a massive moment for AEW. This was like when Daenerys, you know, came over from Essos to Westeros. And you could argue that CM Punk's exit from AEW in the last few months of him in AEW or year or so, it was akin to Daenerys and her last season on Game of Thrones, where had it all and then just kind of gone. Anyway, that was a very overly dramatized analogy, but thankful that some people may have stuck with me there. Appreciate all of you for tuning in live. Be sure to hit that like button, subscribe, hit that notification bell. You got a question, put it in the chat. Let's get this going. What else we got to talk about? But again, just to reiterate, CM Punk coming back. I don't think he will return at Survivor Series. I just don't see that happening at this point. I will say this. If he does, your boy is going to be there live in Chicago. By the way, if you're going to be in Chicago for Survivor Series, hit your boy up. Let me know. Let's, you know, I don't know, get merch together or something. I don't know. But yeah, I'll be there in Chicago for Survivor Series. I don't think I'm going to be at SmackDown. Maybe I will be, but I will be at Survivor Series on Saturday night. So come on over and say hi, if that's the case. In fact, let's like quickly take a look at what the Survivor Series card is looking like. I know we have War Games, but I want to see, like, have they announced anything else yet for Survivor Series? Let's see. Also, I feel like eventually they are going to change the name of this pay-per-view to just War Games. Or they're going to change the name of the War Games match to Survivor Series. Okay. So, according to Wikipedia, which is just amazing. Oh, no, I forgot about this one. Gunther versus The Miz. Jeez. Well, I know which match I'm going to be going to the bathroom for. Rhea Ripley versus Zoe Stark is a good match. Interested to see that. And then, of course, you have War Games, Rollins, Rhodes, Jey Uso, Sami Zayn versus the Judgment Day. I love how like Judgment Day and JD McDonagh are technically like separate in here. That's very interesting to me. Cause like he's been trying so hard. He's like, I want you guys to accept me. Yeah. So this is gonna be cool. Hopefully we get something. I know Roman won't be there. I'm so disappointed. I hope Roman ends up doing something. It would be cool to see a Roman Reigns match live, but who would he face? Because LA Knight already lost to him at Crown Jewel, because the Saudis got to get everything good. I'm sure we're going to get, you know, Probably going to get like Logan Paul versus like, actually, no, we're not going to get Logan Paul versus Rey Mysterio. We're going to get Rey Mysterio versus Santos Escobar probably, which is going to be fun. That's cool. Ah, man, outside of that War Games match and like Rhea Ripley, of course, and Zoe Stark, I'm really interested to see what they can do. But man, Gunther versus Miz. Talk about a stinker. Gunther is great and The Miz is fine, but I'm just like, I don't want to see The Miz wrestle. Like, I'm sorry. I like The Miz. I think what he's done in his career is great. The way that he's been able to kind of reinvent himself and the fact that he was a wrestling fan who spoke as prominently and as proudly about it on a show like The Real World, where like everyone probably thought he was this big ass nerd. It's cool to see what he's done and how far he's gotten based off of that. At the same time, I'm just like, he's an okay wrestler. Sure. Not my cup of tea. And that might just be it. Uh-oh. There we go. We're back. Wow. Yeah. See, a lot of hand movements here. So I gotta have a better mic situation, don't I? But anyway, going back to what I was saying earlier, not my cup of tea, and that's okay. Like it, just like what I was talking about with Game of Thrones. Sometimes you like stuff, sometimes you don't. If you guys like this stream, though, be sure to hit that like button, subscribe, hit that notification bell so you get notified whenever new videos release. Put your questions in the chat. What else is going on in the world of professional wrestling? Let's just take a nice little peruse on Twitter. We got, that Hangman promo. Let's talk about that. So Hangman Page cut one hell of a promo on Swerve Scott or Swerve Strickland, Jesus. Hangman Page cut one hell of a promo on Swerve Strickland this week. And he basically said, no, he didn't basically say, he said he is going to kill Swerve. Like, he said, I am going to kill you. And every November, I'm going to walk hand in hand with my son so we can both piss on your grave. That is a wild ass thing to say in a wrestling promo. But given the fact that in storyline, Swerve came into Hangman's house and just like intimidated his child who was in his crib. Yeah, Hangman Page is probably not a happy camper right now. Also, another wild thing, like, I still can't believe Adam Copeland is in AEW. It seems like a weird fever dream. But last night, as a tag team, you had Darby Allin, Sting, and Adam Copeland all teaming up. That is a wild team. That is a crazy thing to think about. Like you have like literally, like, it's like almost like Evolution, but you could say like it's three generations of different professional wrestling. You got like Sting from the 80s and 90s, Edge / Adam Copeland from the 90s and 2000s, and Darby Allin from the 2020s. Like that is, it is nuts. Absolutely nuts. Just how awesome like that is. By the way, like, oh my God, we forgot to talk about this. I still have to make a video about Becky Lynch. Because 5 years ago today, we had one of the most iconic moments in wrestling history when Becky Lynch came out and beat the crap out of Ronda Rousey. She led the SmackDown women in an invasion of Raw that led to one of the most iconic shots in wrestling history. Her bloody nose in with a blue shirt on, with all the fans looking on, saying, bring it on, Ronda. Like, that's when she really ascended from being, you know, what was she called before the... Not big time Bex, but the last kicker or whatever. Yeah, the last kicker. It was when she really took the ascent from being the last kicker to the man, to Becky Lynch. And again, just crazy to think about the history that we've lived through as wrestling fans, right? Fun times, weird times, awesome times. And speaking of time, we are hitting about the 30-minute mark, and that's how much time I allotted to the show. So, guys, we are heading down the home stretch of this podcast, of this stream for all the live homies. Be sure to smash that like button, subscribe, hit that notification bell. If you want to guarantee your question or statement is read on the air or support the channel, please, please, please consider leaving a super chat. And also, for all the podcast homies, be sure to go over to youtube.com/RealTakeWrestling and subscribe for all the fun videos. What else do we have to talk about today? Randy Orton potentially coming back. Let's see. Did we get an update on Randy Orton from Fightful? Let's see. There's gonna be people who are like, "Oh my God, you're such a mark for Fightful." I'm like, "I'm not a mark for Fightful. I'm a mark for good news. Like, it's okay. It's okay." There is still one member of the War Games match that's expected to come in. Man, it's not going to be CM Punk. I think people want it to be Punk really bad. Of course, it's going to be in Chicago. It's probably going to end up being like, I mean, I know Wrestling Observer said it was going to be Drew. I think, like, I'm reading here, like, Fightful apparently said it was that Randy Orton's in the mix. I could see it being Orton more than I could see it being Punk, which is saying something, because Randy Orton was someone who just a few months ago, we didn't even think he was going to be wrestling again. That's how bad his injuries were. That's how bad his back is. And the fact that he's in a position where he can potentially come back, it's great. I love that for Randy. So, we'll see. But again, guys, if you're going to be in Chicago for WWE Survivor Series, let me know. I will also be there, and I will be square, and we'll have a fun time. So, I think that just about does it for today. As I said before, be sure to hit that like button, subscribe, hit that notification bell. You guys can follow me on Twitter, at RealOmerQ, X, Twitter, whatever the hell that thing is. And be sure to follow the channel, I should say, on X at RealTakeW, youtube.com/RealTakeWrestling for all the podcast homies. Be sure to share all that stuff. Juggernaut coming in with a last-minute question. Good to see you, my man. Good. The Chiefs are not looking great, my man. It says, I wouldn't mind Orton at the Rumble. Orton at the Rumble would be interesting, wouldn't it? Where is the Rumble this year? I think it's in, like, Florida, right? It's like somewhere in Florida, like I think like either Tampa or Miami or something. But regardless, like that could be that you could see that. Could see that. All right, it is football Sunday. I gotta go watch some football. Love y'all. Take care. Be happy. Be healthy. As always, keep it real. My heart goes out to everyone suffering from oppression across the world. Love is love. Let's end the violence. Let's get a ceasefire going, guys. Until next time, keep it real.